This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Testing thousands of people in their county for COVID-19. Doctors Dan Erickson and Arden Massini, owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a press conference to share their data along with official CDC data. Dr. Erickson reported that hospitals in California have become empty as a result of allotting all resources to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors because we just don't have the volume. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID.
He then went over the COVID-19 numbers for the state of California.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York,
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13% chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
He then went on to report what is happening as a result of the shutdown and millions of hardworking people losing their jobs.
Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse, alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide.
One of the most interesting moments of the press conference was when Dr. Erickson went on to explain the immune complex and how our immune system regularly adapts to our environment.
The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen antibody complex, you form IgG, IgM. This is how your immune system is built. When you take human beings and you say, go into your house, clean all your counters, Lysol them down, you're going to kill 99% of viruses and bacteria. Wear a mask, don't go outside. What does that do to our immune system? Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. Sheltering in place decreases your immune system. And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike. And then you've got disease spike amongst the hospital system with furloughed doctors and nurses. I've been working with some of the leaders, and we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban, because the data is showing us it's time to lift. So if we don't lift, what is the reason? They are using this to see how much of their freedom can they take from you. And will you roll over and stay in your house? And it's working. Let's avoid all that. Because if you stomp on our freedoms, that has one ending, and it's violence.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
months ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Can we go over there?
Is that
crazy enough
for you?
Can we go over there?
Park, whoa! The whole area! Get it through your thick head! You are the reason we are in this situation! You are the problem, not the solution! Go ahead, keep recording! Who are you going to show it to? Post me on social media! You're an idiot doing the wrong thing! I'm just trying to save your ass and save your life! But die, okay? I hope both of you get the coronavirus. I hope you both die a long, painful death.
Cool.
Police are being asked to do nonsensical, evil things to see what they'll do, telling old people they can't have chairs at the beach because they might have COVID-19 on them. It's all about seeing what you'll do. And the police are not our enemies. You know, used to, I was not playing chess, I was playing checkers, and I would just get mad at police doing things that are wrong, and that's fine and dandy. But the globalists are going to have cops go out and do bad things so they can then demonize the police and take over law enforcement. But if police are just turned into robots, we've already lost the fight here. We have a special guest joining us in the studio. I'll introduce him coming up next segment. I want to continue with your phone calls. But there's now no doubt. This is an engineered bioweapon, so Bill and Melinda Gates own it so they can control and make trillions off the testing and vaccines into the future. But it's still a very, very weak virus that kills old people, who Bill Gates says he wants to get rid of publicly. He says death panels kill old people. And the NIH sent him the weapons. Fauci's involved. How does Trump come out and say, oh, my God, the people that I have here working for me are the ones behind it? He knows what's going on. But how does the public deal with that? The public can't handle the truth. Like a few good men. You can't handle the truth. And I've learned that about leadership. You can have all the leadership in the world, but if the people aren't ready to deal with it, you have no power. So Trump up front tried to say this is a hoax. And they went, oh, sir, horrible numbers. They're going to blame you for everything. And I said, yeah, Trump, you need to get control of it, but blame China and blame Wuhan and burn the deep state. Only doing that up front will defeat them. Now it's admitted it came out of Wuhan. And now the Pentagon confirms it's man-made. That's a backstory. I got information of the president. I'll say it that way. And the president literally said, a Nobel Prize winner says it's man-made. Alex, I haven't heard this. I know you don't lie to me, but is that true? And I said, look it up. And by the time I'd said that, they were blocking it and taking it down everywhere. And then I learned what happened. His doctors told him, yes, sir, there's light and everything, and it's a treatment. He goes, oh, Cedars-Sinai. That's why he's like in the press conference going, hey, tell folks about the light treatment. They all just look at him because they set him up. And that's why when it turned out he was right, they took it down because –
I mean, I'll tell you what's going on with Trump. He cannot believe he is surrounded by so many liars. So people ask, why does he keep listening to InfoWars? Because everybody else bowed. And you think I feel strong? That we're one of the few organizations that hasn't bowed. Now, I feel weak, actually. I thought there were more men in this country who, like, when somebody tries to tell them, you're dead or you're going to prison, or here's $10 million, if you tell somebody to piss up a rope. And I know this. Gates and Fauci are never going to get away with this. They will never get away with this. They may wreck the U.S. economy and kill 100 million people from starvation, but at the end of the day, Bill Gates and Fauci and the New World Order, you own it all. So you think you can censor? You think you can have control? You think we don't know? We know! And as I get into deeper hot water with these people, my flesh is like, man, I really don't want to go to prison or get killed. My spirit's like, absolutely, full speed. And it's the spirit that runs the show around here. But what I do know is this. I don't want to do all this and put all this out and have it for nothing. Do you understand, folks? What you're seeing is decades of research and decades of people supporting and decades of work to be at this point right now. This isn't about me. This is everything we did. And again, that isn't about kissing your ass. You have to understand this is what you did. And I'm not going to let you down here at the last moment. In fact, I mean, I'm very pleased actually to do this. I'm just like, God, can you make it quick? Can they just kill me? And they're like, no, you're going to get tortured in prison, buddy. I'm like, all right, I'm ready for that. So I always knew this was coming and I always knew it. I'm going to take it. Now they roll me out as a vegetable and they got a chip in my head and I'm saying stuff that is, they got chips now they can put in, they'll make you like, literally it's a word chip thing, and they can say whatever you want. That's not Alex Jones. This is me, this is who I am, and this is what I stand for. Not what they destroy me or use me, that's my body, my spirit's going to be gone. I just am like, kind of like, at the end of this, because this could be the end, folks, just trying to like make accounts with people and just try to set things up and just say, hey, you know, let's get the deck chairs rearranged with Titanic, because here's the news you need to know, folks. It's all going down. The candy land of the partying and the movies and the sporting events and all the BS is over. And we're adults. We got a lot better chance than a baby that's just in there waiting to see the universe. Just, and here comes the acid bath. Here comes the knives. Here comes the vacuum cleaner shoved in the back of its head. And so whenever you feel sorry for yourself, when you're strapped down on a table and they're pulling your teeth out or whatever it is, remember, babies went through this. So you got to take your licks, because we summoned this with all the devil worship and the corruption and the abortion and the pedophilia. We asked for this, and God gives you what you want. We don't want God. We want the devil. Well, guess what? You're going to get the devil. And all of you that serve Satan and think this is funny and think that you're in charge, you are going to beg God to help you, and God's not going to come. And I don't take any pleasure in that. Except I know that at least all of these buildings and all this Hollywood stuff and all this petty, it's all going to burn to the ground. Every stick of it. Every level of it, all of you billionaires think you're going to hide in your bunkers. That's hilarious. You think you can't trust the soldiers you're with? You can't trust the robots you're with. And the minute everything goes dead, when you're in that dead zone, you're not going to get tortured to death like you do somebody. You're never going to know when a cold piece of steel gets run right into your vertebra in the back of your neck. Just like that, like a cockroach. When you step on a cockroach, you don't take pleasure in it. You're like, oh, God, cockroach, I killed it. Hey, sorry, guy, but you're really gross. You're a carrion bug. You eat dead meat. You're dangerous. My instincts say kill you, but I don't take pleasure. It's like you're just trash. You're like a toilet being flushed. And I just want you to know that you're going to die. I'm not the one that's going to kill you. But you're all dead. Every one of you that tries to protect your life and tries to dig into your holes because you stole all this money and you know you committed all these crimes and you're like dialing into this big plan. The only thing you can do now is turn against that big plan. Because see, now is the time when all the games are over, all the jokes are over, all the delusions are over. Now it's the time of war. And see, all you guys that like all want to be like these big officers and generals in this big war you summon. Well, it's like The Cross of Iron. It's a great movie. Like the officer thinks he's dope. At the end, like the Russians are taking over. The guy goes, "Here's your machine gun. Show us."
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll host a little bit in the next hour. I promise to go to all the callers, Bill and Logan and Patrick and Jason and James and Kathy's there. We'll get to Kathy and Seth. Kathy's next. But Dell Bigtree put out Vax, reached tens of millions of people, got censored. That's a whole other story. But what's interesting is that Dell's moved to Austin. We're glad to have him here with us. Did a great job on David Knight's show. I'm like, oh, that guy lives here? We can get him in studio. What is your journey, first, up front, exposing the fact that vaccines do have bad reactions, that the inserts say it, but you're not supposed to say it, and now medical doctors that own major clinics go out and say, hey, this COVID-19 thing is massively overblown, and then they get banned. It's like suddenly all the denial is over. It's like it's in our face. So what do you want to hit first? Thanks for being here. How you woke up and what took you on this journey of Vax, or the crazy moment we're in right now?
Well, I mean, look, I think the first thing I'd like to say is, you know, my background is I started as a producer of the daytime CBS Talk Show, The Doctors. I won an Emmy Award celebrating the best that science and doctors and medicine had to offer. So I'm a fan of science. I come at my perspective on this from a scientific point of view. I was tipped off. There's a whistleblower at the CDC. You want me to look right in the camera?
Yeah, right there at four. Tell
all right, so I was tipped off.
Yeah, that, I should have said you're a big time
TV
producer.
Yeah, all right. Well,
you're like Paul or Saul on the road to Damascus.
Right. So I'm used to, you know, having to work for pharmaceutical sponsors. Like, you know, I was aware that there were certain things you could talk about, couldn't talk about. So I came upon the story of Dr. William Thompson at the CDC that came forward and said they were committing scientific fraud on the MMR autism studies. That's what got me into Vax. I made a documentary about that, and that sort of started a conversation.
So you're a news producer investigator.
Correct.
You're just following stories.
That's right. I was just following stories. It's just a great story, right? You've got a whistleblower inside the CDC. You got one of our top scientists saying we're committing scientific fraud in here. That's a get, right? I mean, like, as a reporter, you want to grab that story, but CBS and the doctors wouldn't let me tell that story. So I had to leave my television career. I knew I was putting it at risk, but the story was too important. You know, to see top scientists, you know, manipulating data, kicking kids off of a study, committing scientific
fraud.
But
what was that moment? If you're a big producer, top TV show, making a lot of money, like, I mean, let me guess, you just could not do it. It was a compulsion.
Is that it? It's just that. I mean, and the truth is I've always wanted to tell the truth. I've always wanted to share important stories. And one of the things when I was on The Doctors, people would say I was, the lawyer for The Doctors would say I was the most controversial doctor and cost them more money than anyone, because I tend to not trust companies that make billions of dollars that tell us that what they're doing is that they're out there for my health and my safety. I'm skeptical. And so I've gone after big stories. And so it's important to me.
I can criticize mainstream media, but 5, 10, 20 years ago, they were doing a better job than I'm doing. They were like, what happened? When did it get where they wouldn't cover anything?
Well, I mean, thinking a lot of things was, you know, when we made it a private, you know, we made news private industry, right? Where sponsors and advertisers and making money, you know, became a part of the deal. It's a freedom, right? But it also made it so that now we've got to present what our, you know, sponsors are telling us. And what people, you say it all the time, the truth is 50 to 70% of the advertising on television is being paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. That means everyone we're watching, every news anchor, every reporter works for pharma, essentially. That's where they get paid.
And that's why teleprompters is they've got to have it pre-approved.
Correct. It's pre-approved. I think half the time they don't even know what they're about to say until they're reading it right there. You're watching Chris Cuomo starting to seem to have some sort of conscience about, now that I've stepped away, I'm tired of what I'm being, you know, I'm not getting to speak my mind. That's why I left television. That's why I'm here. I'm sure it's why you're here. We get to speak our mind. I get to tell whatever story I want.
Are you now being independent than you were there?
I'm as happy as I've ever been because I now know the truth. I'm now able to say anything that
exactly.
I want to say.
Why is telling the truth more valuable than the Ferrari or the seven bedroom? Like, you're happy with the three. It's like telling the truth is the real currency.
Well, I would like to think that that's what draws all people to journalism, right, and into investigation. Unfortunately, the system's set up where I think there's a lot of reporters like me that are stuck in a system where they're not allowed to say or do what they want to do. They're working for somebody else. And so I have freed myself from that, and I've been involved. And luckily, people support the work that I do.
Saga, though.
Yeah.
Because normally I have producers on, not a few of your stature doing what you've done. It's never about them, but it's like that personal journey, I think, for everybody else is a way to, like, navigate what they're doing in their own lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would say it in many ways, there's something much bigger than all of us. I think we're guided to be. I feel like I'm lucky. I think we all have a destiny, and you're lucky if you find it. I feel really grateful.
And if you found when you start doing what you absolutely feel is the right thing, it gets better, doesn't it?
It gets better.
It's more intense.
It gets more intense. It gets easier. More and more people start handing you information, and you know you start finding you're in the middle of something really important. And as you said, we are now, what used to be a conspiracy theory is no longer a theory, right? We are now being told by Gates and Fauci and Birx and the WHO, we're going to microchip you. We're going to force inject you. We're going to have drones flying over you. We're going to track your iPhones. And so the question is not, this is no longer a theory, and I'm no longer a conspiracy theorist. I warned you about
this. It's a reality.
Now it's a reality. The question is this a reality we're willing to accept? I mean, that's the only question left. It's not if it's going to happen.
And that's why there's an attack on men, because fundamentally, once men see an enemy, they get motivated to attack it.
That's right. And I think that's what drives a lot of us, is that people will say you're altruistic, you're out there, you're trying to save humanity. No, I'm trying to save my own kids. It's really that simple.
Exactly.
I have two kids
bowing
at home.
Down,
that's it.
If I was bowing down to something that was better, I could do it. I'm bowing down to death.
That's right.
How do you make a deal with that? You don't do that. You either attack and succeed or you die.
I think that that's it. I mean, I don't want to see what happens if I'm in a world where they're coming through my door and taking my kid because maybe they're testing positive for COVID-19.
And the UN said
never happen.
Now, we're coming to take your kid.
We're coming to take your kid. They're telling you right there that's their plan. Are you in agreement with that plan? Is that the world you want to live in? We decide that here and now. This is the moment we decide how we vote, what we do, what we stand for.
I was about to say,
whether
what
we march
would you call
or not.
This moment, then?
The call this moment?
I mean, this moment is the big decision.
This is the moment. This is the moment. How we see this. Are we afraid? Are we going to live in fear? Do we think this imaginary, the enemy, this virus is really that dangerous? And how dangerous would it? This is the question. How dangerous would it have to be for you to give up everything you knew about your life, to be imprisoned, let China take over the world? Because, by the way, they're back online. They're working. They have 1.5 billion people going back to work. Either they're not afraid of it, whether they've lied to us, I don't care.
Oh, the point is so obvious.
The point is, what would you risk in order to hold on and preserve that world that we grew up in for our children?
If they launch a real bio attack that was killing millions,
right,
we'd know, we'd work, we'd defeat them. But instead, it's just like, it turns out the whole thing's basically a hoax. It's way overblown. And then now medical, how big is that, though? Like you said, medical doctors in
yes.
good standing can't have a press conference in America.
Can't have a press conference.
That means America's gone. I mean, YouTube, what is Trump doing? What is the Justice Department doing, letting big tech do this?
Well, I mean, as you've stated, I think that Donald Trump is trying to weave his way around a snake pit right now. Who's on his side? I mean, you have to have people working for you. I'm not sure. When I look at him, who can he trust? Who can he trust to carry something down the road?
He's totally surrounded.
And so, whether or not he's right on everything or wrong on anything, he's getting terrible information from all sides. I've never seen
a man say this, right? And they,
yeah, I think that there's a lot to it. So what can you do about YouTube?
This crew's awesome. They put my This is an amazing crew. I can barely do the show. Imagine Trump surrounded by snakes.
It's amazing watching him, and under those circumstances, I think it's incredible. He said he wants out. He said months ago that this is going to be less than 1%, the death rate, and he got attacked. It's proving all science is backing what he said.
I mean, I don't know how it doesn't blow up and start just overturning tables.
Well, I mean, that's the case, right? At some point.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
All right, cool.
We're on fire here. Dell Big Tree.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at the cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dale Bigtree's here with us in studio, thehighwire.com. He's the producer of Vaxxed, one of the biggest and most censored documentaries in many, many years, and he's on fire. And I remember interviewing you years ago. I've seen other shows. You've always been powerful, but I can just see now you've stepped out there, and you're free. There's no filter. And that's really what the establishment fears. They want all of us to put these filters on, but as the censorship intensifies, I don't see Americans bowing to it. I see them actually saying no.
I think it's almost like a badge of honor now. It's what you look for, right? If you see a flag across a video, I think more and more now we're saying, I want to look at that. That must be important. We're realizing so much for the first time, really, we're waking up to the idea, oh, my God, the news is lying to me, right? If you do your own investigation now, you see virologists, mathematicians, you know, top scientists all around the world.
The discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, says it's man-made.
Right.
And they're banning him.
Right. Right, they're banning him, they're banning people, banning doctors, banning MDs, and saying, we're not going to represent, we're not letting anyone talk about anything that is not approved by the WHO. WHO is not an American
Cedar
agency.
Sinai,
right?
Banned.
Right, I mean, it's incredible. Mean,
that is great. That shows fear, doesn't it? That
oh,
shows
absolutely.
They're desperate.
They are desperate. And that's
this
where,
man-made out of that lab?
Well, I mean, whether look, that's where you're at. I'm not sure. I'm still on the fence. I'm going to
have to. But it's okay.
But it doesn't matter. Here's what I say. If it's man-made, if this is a bioweapon, it's one of the weakest bioweapons we've ever seen. I mean, that's what we know. Verdict's still out.
But what I'm saying is that it's man-made, so they own it.
Right. They own it.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep going.
Well, so, I mean, the idea ends up being, why can't we ask any important questions, right? Why are we not allowed to ask questions about what's happening, questions about, you know, the authority, about, you know, Fauci and Birx? I mean, the United States of America is founded on the Fourth Estate, freedom of speech, and the idea that journalists are supposed to ask the hard, uncomfortable questions.
I saw Tucker last night, but he was on fire. I mean, since when in America can medical doctors not have a press conference? Trump must act. I would say he's surrounded in all this. This is racketeering. This is criminal. Who the hell says medical doctors can't have a press conference now?
I think it's treason. I mean, I think you can go as far as if you have an American company that's saying that we're going to side with foreign agents
and
in their opinion.
The
right?
head of a YouTube, as you know,
right.
tell folks.
Right.
She goes and says, I only do what the UN says.
Right.
And
well,
if
WHO
you don't
says.
Say what this group says, you're banned.
Right. That's incredible. You know, and we all know that Donald Trump is now not aligned with the WHO. He's not funding it. So you're telling me that the president of the United States, can he be banned? Is he not going to be able to get on YouTube? And what are we talking about? It doesn't matter.
They've announced
what
on
you
Twitter
think
now that they're not just burying his tweets. They're putting stuff over it. They've actually hijacked the president.
It's terrible. It's terrifying.
So what and, comes you know, next then, Mr. Bigtree? Because we've already hit 11 like Spinal Tap in Miami.
Yeah.
Where does it go? Because I expected this, but I thought it would be gradual. They've gone like, boom.
I think that's their mistake, right? I think that for some reason they've jumped the shark here. They've jumped ahead. You and I have been saying for years, even you much longer than I, this is coming. They're going to try. I've been saying pharmaceutical industry is going to try and take over the world. They are the biggest lobby all around the world. They're going to make an attempt. But clearly they don't have a vaccine ready, which I think they would have. I think they would have wanted to have a vaccine ready if this was really a part of a plan. They've jumped ahead of themselves. They're ahead of themselves, which puts us in a power position.
That's what both the smart guys think.
Right.
Something they were cooking up leaked.
Yeah, something got out. Something has made them. Now they're off balance. Now they are like reading the story every single day.
He looks like he's dying.
Yeah, he looks like he's dying. Deborah Birx, Fauci, they keep changing the talking points. They're moving the goalposts. What they said yesterday, they're going against it today. And the same thing's like, well, look, having antibodies doesn't mean you have immunity. Oh, so then that's how you determine that every vaccine works is by the antibodies.
They're all vaccines.
Absolutely. They're destroying their own vaccine program.
Explain that to people.
See, the only way they've ever been able to determine that a vaccine works because they can't challenge you with the actual virus. They just say, do you have antibodies? And now their argument so that we don't develop herd immunity naturally is, well, we're not sure that your antibodies are actually going to protect you with COVID-19. Well, it would be the first virus in the history of mankind that would be true for. It's a complete speculation. But if we cannot measure antibodies as proof that you have immunity, then you have just erased the entire way that we decide whether a vaccine works or not. So are you telling
it's
me...
It's a 100-year-old methodology.
Right, that's right. And I think I've had questions about it anyway. Because
of course, because you've got antibodies don't mean you've beaten it.
Well, and vaccines have never been able to do what natural immunity does. When you get the illness, you have a full cellular innate immune response, right? Antibodies is the secondary response. It's the second part of it. A vaccine can only create antibodies. There's always been a thought...
How badass is that our body has one cellular unit. Once we beat something, we own it.
That's right.
Got your ass.
I call it the Ferrari of immunity. They're trying to sell us on the Pinto of immunity. I got to get one vaccine, two vaccines. We're talking about potentially five MMR vaccines throughout my life.
Says, we'll ban you if you say zinc or vitamin D or turmeric is good. Everybody knows that's incredibly badass. I mean, if you don't have that stuff, you die.
And you have doctors with amazing results saying, look, I cured 800 people by using hydroxychloroquine to open up the cell and then putting zinc in there.
Meanwhile,
the
FBI is trying to, they're SWAT teaming established medical doctors that have vitamin C clinics. I'm not even a big doctor person, but I've gone and gotten vitamin C things. Those work. Those make you feel great. They're SWAT teaming people now.
I mean, we also know Colorado said that chiropractors were non-essential. They're going after Whole Foods markets and grocery stores and natural healing techniques. What I mean, it shows you what this is really all about.
They don't
right?
want us being protected.
No, they don't. This is about an agenda. It's been an agenda they've been announcing for a long time, and it probably has a lot of other trimmings of banking and all sorts of other things that are problems in this world. But right now, your body, do you own your body? Do you, do you get to control what's injected into you and injected into your children? Because this is what it all lies on. This is what it relies on. And by the way, we're talking about an illness that's a 0.1 to 0.3%
and that's really,
death rate
it's
now.
Not like if those doctors said a lie, it'd be one thing. It turns out the death rate's lower than what they said.
Yeah. Yeah, they're being conservative. I mean, this death rate's almost non-existent. And think if we had known what this illness was, had Fauci done his job and said, hey, let's diagnose this illness, right? They're wrong.
Exactly. Why is he the savior when all their models were 30, 20, even their best models were 15 times higher than what happened?
Yeah, and to keep backtracking. Can you imagine running a business where the guy running your numbers keeps going and said, I missed it by 2,000%?
Pay attention. They know I'm accurate 95% of the time. They forgive me the 5%. If I had a record like these people, no one would listen to me.
No one would listen to you. Everyone would be fired. You never hold on to someone that is wrong every single time they walk into
a restaurant. If you've had a restaurant 20 years and 10 people get food poisoning, it's not a problem. You start getting food poisoning every week, you shut down in a couple months. That's right. How information is. So how, if they're giving food poisoning to every person that eats there, how are they still open?
I don't know. And really, it is tragic. When you see the push against, you know, really putting money into treatments now, all of the funding is going to a vaccine we might have 18 months from now, what I call the vaccine unicorn. Are we really basing all of our policy on hopes and dreams for something that may appear in the future?
What about the confirmation, not that we needed this, from USA Today, that they get $39,000 instead of $4,000 for every COVID-19 patient. So they tell the doctors. There's dozens of doctors I've seen online saying they're ordered to say it's COVID-19 and when it's not.
And put them on a ventilator, by the way. They're getting extra money to put them on a ventilator. Which kills people. 90% death rate if you're put on a ventilator. They're denying people oxygen. At least they were denying
them. That's why
oxygen.
They wanted more ventilators to kill more people.
I mean,
in the computer model, the guys on top to show that number.
When we look back, this death rate may be, we know it's going to be higher than it should have been. It's right in par with the flu, but I think it would be non-existent had we treated these people.
Well, let me ask you this, because I say people are on fire. You're on fire right now. What are they going to pull next? Because the wheels are off. The hoax is exposed. Everyone I know says it's a hoax. From family that thought I might have been wrong, what are you seeing on the ground?
I think the biggest issue we have is we got to look at the fall. We got to look at states opening up. States opening up may have some infection rates go up. It's not a big deal. We have to deal with that. The virus is still out there. We didn't do our job. We didn't create herd immunity like Sweden just achieved. So there's a good chance either it's going to be here when we come out, we're going to have to deal with it, or it's coming in the fall. Are we going to lock down again and absolutely obliterate the world we know, or are we going to man up and say, you know what, 0.3% of us are going to get really sick. We now know how to treat it. We know not to put you on ventilators. We have things we can do. Let's really lock down our elderly, make sure that they're airtight for a couple months.
Exactly.
And let's deal with this. Let's take it on, head on, and then save this nation. You are not a hero for sitting in your basement watching, you know, playing Nintendo or watching, you know, Netflix right now. A hero steps up and says, you know what? I'm going to take on what appears to be a common cold for over 90% of us, and I'm going to create herd immunity so that America marches forth and becomes the powerful institution, economic power that we know we are.
And by the way, the reason we're censored is guests like this.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's good. I'm saying the reason we're censored is the reality of this.
That's reality.
If they put that on CNN, they go from a million viewers to 10 million overnight. They know it works. They just don't want the truth. When we come back with our guest, wow, I'm blown away right now. Where does this go? I keep saying, what is the adventure we're going to choose? Because we're at that crossroads right now, and this hoax is confirmed. So what are we going to do right now? And what are curveballs the globalists can throw us? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I feel incredibly late on me to just tell the truth and get it right and rally people. And I know that Dale Bigtree, a well-known big national TV news producer, left it because they wouldn't let him expose vaccines. And what was on the inserts? You know, the inserts say it can hurt you or kill you. And they're like, no one ever got hurt by this. He's like, well, that says it can kill you right here. So here he is. He made, of course, Vaxxed. And that was becoming a huge film despite all the censorship and all the crazy things that happened there. But, Dale, we were talking during the break about what Trump needs to do, what we need to do at this historic crossroads and how we counter this medical tyranny, martial law takeover.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think Trump's doing the best that he can. He needs to be surrounded by better people. I would like to see him get a team. I would like to see Donald Trump find a team. There's an international body of scientists, perhaps the majority of scientists around the world, mathematicians, virologists, they're saying the draconian measures not only didn't work, they were dangerous and have gotten more people killed. He needs that type of advice in there to sort of balance out what he's hearing. Tony Fauci, Birx have been dead wrong the whole time. Every model's been wrong. He needs to be bringing in people that have been modeling this correctly from the very beginning. He has put the funding. Look, he's done his job. He put the funding in a vaccine, $8 billion. He's looked at hydrochloroquine. He's done. He's locked things down. He's done what he has to do. But now how do we get out of this? And how do we move forward? And how do we deal with, look, you know the big October surprise is going to be coronavirus again. Right? Is he planning for this? Is he ready for that? That's what I'd like to ask him and say, let's build a team around you that can handle this in a better way.
Exactly. They know he's about to win. And so they're going to, that's why Biden's saying, oh, Trump wants to cancel the election. No, they're going to use this to try to cancel the election and go, you don't really rule as the president. We need a committee now during the crisis.
Right.
Watch that.
Well, and essentially that's what you're seeing around the world, right? We're seeing for the first time, You know, this is a world run by doctors. Whether you're a dictator or a prime minister, they're all stepping aside and letting these, you know, the medical establishment, driven really by one really bad model, Neil Ferguson, the imperial model, is what drove this entire thing, you know, and then
let's
just
explain that
aside.
From day one, why are the people that were wrong about everything and who stand to gain from this and who were involved in all these weapons testing with Wuhan, why are the very culprits involved in the response?
Because none of it has to do with being correct. It all has to do with everybody involved right now has one goal in mind. The WHO stated last year. The WHO said vaccine hesitancy is the greatest threat to health, to their idea of pharmaceutical health. And so the agenda has been, we need a mandated vaccine program for every human on the earth. So Fauci, everybody, doesn't matter how many mistakes they make, they keep waking up in the morning and saying, I don't care how bad we look. I don't care what's going on. My goal on this planet is to get a forced vaccination program for everyone alive, and I'm sticking with that. We'll change our story. We'll change our headline. We'll move the goalposts. It doesn't matter in
everybody.
The end.
But you hit the key last segment. They are so desperate because they know the world's waking up to them, and that December 2nd, December 3rd meeting at the WHO in Switzerland with the head scientist saying, our doctors are wobbly. They know it's hurting people. We don't test vaccines. There's a cover-up. And they're all not knowing what to do, and then, boom, this happens. That totally covers all that up.
It covers it all up, but it's actually exposed them, right? It's the greatest mistake they've ever made. Their entire argument is that we're a scientific consensus. They no longer have a consensus. They destroy their own consensus by so overreaching, so overstepping, making everybody destroy economies while we wait 18 months for the vaccine.
And I already said this 50 times, but Cedars-Sinai can't be trusted, and major clinic owners can't be trusted because, oh, they're bad, too. I believe them banning these doctors. And banning Cedars-Sinai I believe in the dominoes. That domino is going to take them down.
And that's where we're going. People are waking up because of oppression. You oppress people with blood pumping through their brains that still have a few brain cells working, then you are going to see a reaction. And that is the reaction we're seeing. We're seeing gigantic turnouts at these rallies.
I agree. So what we're seeing is desperation.
Desperation, but also that's where it starts, right? They're desperate, but we are desperate to wake up. We've been desperately trying to get people to wake up. So now they're helping us do our job, aren't they?
Exactly. So on their end, it's a mixture of arrogance and desperation.
I think it's arrogance, it's hubris, it's everything that makes, you know, my father used to always say, pride goes before a fall. The pride and the hubris and the ego in this medical establishment is going to be their own demise.
No, I totally agree with you, but I'll tell you.
And that's how we bring it down.
I've been tracking Bill Gates for like 30 years. I've been on there 26, but he's always a key intel guy involved in globalism. So I always followed Gates and the foundations behind him. He normally looks like he's in heaven. He looks like he's dying during these interviews. He does not look it because he knows people are waking up. So I just look off his body language and off of Fauci's. They don't look very happy.
Well, I mean, look, people hate Bill Gates everywhere he goes. He's obviously bought himself television spots on Ellen on every single show there is.
Oh, by the way, right. I used to look it up. He funded shows like A Good Doctor Attacking Me. I looked it up. He funded that show.
Sure.
You're right. Good Morning America, This Week, ABC. You look it up. He underwrites and pays for the shows where they say he's a hero.
Right. And he's paid to go out there. He went and spent the last 2 weeks trying to make himself a hero. And all he did was get beat up on Facebook. They had to take the shows down for the first time in history, saying people hate this guy. So now he's doing interviews and he's realizing I'm hated.
Proud of humanity's organic response.
I am. I believe in humanity. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. So as bad as it is for those of us in the spirit, because you're not a wimp, you're a tough guy. You've been persecuted for making this movie. You've given up a lot.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I've been called a baby killer and everything else. There's no way I could probably ever work in television again under the current circumstances. I don't care. But those are the types of things they do. They take the words out of context.
I love science when it works. If they had some vaccine, maybe I'd take it like pumpkin pie, but it doesn't.
Well, that's all I've been saying from the beginning, right? Prove to me it's safe. Use a placebo group. They're already admitting we're going to do like 45 people in one of these trials. There's no placebo group. No one's getting their placebo, so there's no way to establish safety.
Let's talk about Robert Kennedy Jr. He came out a few days ago and said the WHO are basically murderers. The vaccines are deadly. I loved it. I want to believe he's real. I've seen a weird kind of synthetic grassroots campaign against him. I know you know him. You talk to him.
No.
I judge a tree by the fruits. I think he's doing a good job.
I would say that I would trust Bobby Kennedy with my life. There's been moments. We don't always agree. We have our moments. We work with each other a lot. But I've watched that guy stand on the front lines. I've watched him roll up the sleeves. I've watched him stand with the people. I've watched him carry children in his own arms. And he's been doing that his entire career. That guy is legitimate.
But, I mean, when he calls for the WHO to be arrested, I mean, That's not fake.
No, that's not fake, and it's not something you would normally expect a Kennedy to do. You got to remember, this guy is born into one of the greatest, you know, biggest iconic brand names there is. Everything you do with that name, his family is screaming and yelling at him.
I'm sophisticated enough to know through all these weird channels, hey, you better go after Bobby Kennedy. You're not a patriot. Bobby Kennedy's a bad guy. That's when I finally went, oh, he must be a good guy.
Right, exactly. And that's what I do, too. When you look at who's attacking them and for what reasons, this is a man that's been trying to make sure that we have a healthier environment, that we're not being poisoned by corporations.
When
he says
the WHO and Bill Gates' vaccines kill more children than die of the disease, it's true. That's an incredibly heroic statement. And that's not fake right there.
And by the way, who working for the other side would ever make that statement, right? Who would get hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people around the world to agree with the point that vaccines are dangerous?
Well, listen, How is that a bad guy? So I look at him, and when he talks about it, I can see he's real. I already know he's real.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, but there's a grassroots AstroTurf attack on him because they're really pissed at him right now.
Every movement in the world throughout time has always had infighting, and everyone thinks they have the best way to go forward. And look, no one's perfect. We all make mistakes. We're all doing the best we can. What I say is stay your lane. Do what you think you're supposed to do.
All I'm saying about him is coming out and saying vaccines are killing more than they're helping. But I'm going to show that. You can't put a statement out like that and have that be for the bad guys. They would never say that.
He's described the pharmaceutical industry as a cartel that murders people. He talks about the fact that the three biggest vaccine makers have paid out billions of dollars for murdering innocent human beings.
My gut knew it when I was seeing this.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
All right, we're going to do a few more segments, and I really appreciate you being here. I've been asking the questions. What do you want to get to next when we come back?
What do I want to get to? I want to get to how we march forward and we bring home the win. That's what we got to do.
Well, I know the president watches the show. He gets clips, but he likes like 5-minute clips. So we just kind of did this, but you want to go to break and say, Mr. President, here's how you win. There's a good chance I'll watch it.
Right now?
We're going to go to break in about a minute and a half. But I mean, you want to come back and send him a message?
I'm down to send him a message.
Trump likes it when it's a message to him.
Okay, let's.
It's not an arrogance thing, but he kind of likes like being addressed.
Right. I'm down.
He has an obsession with it. Well, you know, he sends the Secret Service out with buckets, like boxes, to get all the stuff people hand him. And when he's on Air Force One, he reads all of it.
That's incredible. It's incredible. And to watch, look, his tweet, the fact that he's tweets, the way he interacts, we've never had a president that is so transparent with the public. I mean, you got to say, you know what the guy's thinking. Right. Whether you like it, people say, I wish he stopped tweeting. I think that every president after Donald Trump should have to tweet just as much as he does.
I think they should have to tweet at 3 o'clock
in the morning like he does.
Dell Bigtree, the maker of Vax. Where do folks find Vax right now?
Right now, you got to go to VaxTheMovie.com. It's been kicked off of Amazon, off of Netflix, everywhere else. It's being censored. But if you go to the website Vax, that's two X's, VaxTheMovie.com, you can get it there.
And the most important thing, folks, is you already know all this.
No.
You've got to share it. You've got to have block parties. You've got to celebrate what's censored, which now is the spirit of the time. And don't forget, we've got X2 back in stock. Great iodine for your body. And we've got Squirrelable Foods that everybody should have back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation. Without you, we're not here. Believe me. If you had any idea, I'm actually proud of the attacks we're under, but it is biblical right now. They are measuring my jail cell right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.